Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Creating Change. This is Doug Foresta. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that's actually been on my mind quite a bit. And that topic is women's empowerment, or but you don't have to be a woman, certainly, to get a lot out of this episode. If you know a woman or you have any women in your life, I think this is an episode that it's interesting because I've been thinking about women. This episode will be definitely relevant to you regardless of your gender. My guest today is Nina DeLorme. She holds a bachelor's degree in sociology from UC Davis and a master's degree in clinical psychology. She's the owner and the creative genius behind Heartwork Evolution, a women's empowerment coaching company. Nina, thank you for joining me on Creating Change.
Nina, Doug. Hello, how are you?
I am well.
Good. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, most welcome. So, yeah, let's start with, I know that you do, you obviously have, you have a master's in clinical psychology. And so, yeah. I mean, you certainly can do therapy, but you, I know that you do coaching with women. Can you say a little bit about the difference, first of all, between coaching and traditional therapy?
Absolutely. The first thing I want to say is that coaching definitely gives you a lot more room to work with an individual in a holistic perspective. Traditional therapy is not necessarily about that. It's about focusing on the etiology and the clinical aspect of healing or health or development. So you actually get access diagnosis, which means the therapist will focus on disease. And during this process, you're often placed in a box, literally and figuratively speaking. And coaching does not do this. Coaching is not clinical. It's rather it focuses on goals and what is evident right here and right now for you, what's going on with your life right now. It also involves helping another person identify and take action to realize and reach their full potential in the present. So what I've found is that, you know, therapy can be binding and repressive. And, you know, you sit there, you're in the room, small little room, a label is placed on your forehead, you're prescribed medications to numb your pain, the focus is on your past, your problems, your pain. And it's very expensive. It can be very expensive, and you're often feeling worse, you know, feeling worse when you leave than when you actually come in. And coaching's not like that at all. Coaching is designed, I want to say, for higher functioning individuals. I think most of the people out there are not seriously ill. And I do say that with, you know, I do say that carefully, but I do want to say that I believe that we go through things in life to really challenge ourselves to find out the truth behind what we go through. So most of my clients are high-functioning individuals that want to get ahead in life. Coaching allows you to work toward, you know, what you wanted, what you desire, what, you know, really tap in while you focus on who you are and what you want to accomplish, actively working towards solutions that activate success behind who you are as a person. In contrast, therapy can be a never-ending rat wheel designed to keep you dependent on your therapist and your drugs, to view yourself as having something very wrong with you. And all the while, you know, you're stripped of your authentic power. And that's kind of not what I do. Yes, I am trained clinically, but, I definitely tend towards really loving coaching. I tend to love coaching.
Well, it's interesting,
it's all about
because
empowerment.
It's interesting, mm-hmm. You know, I was actually just having this. So I am a therapist as well. I have a background as, I have a background in therapy as well. And, you know, yes. I was having this conversation with a therapy client today about this and how, I mean, I don't think that therapy needs to be that, but in fact, I think that the vast majority of people who go into the mental health system do have that experience that you were saying. And this was a very, it's funny because I had this exact conversation with actually a female client today about the never-ending rat wheel, keeping people dependent upon you, really for, you know, feeling like if you don't take drugs, there's something wrong with you. And what you said too about, you know, just being kind of stripped of your authentic power. So I was really looking forward to this conversation. It's definitely something that I've noticed as well. And so with that, I'm curious about, I know you've mentioned how, you know, coaching is about empowerment. So can you say a little bit more about, like, how exactly do you empower women particularly?
Okay, well, within the caveat of coaching in general, let me just tap a little bit on what you said right now with regards to the Therapeutic Alliance as a therapist. You know, it's kind of set up, as you know, you're trained clinically to have someone sit across from you in the office and kind of sit lower than you and across from you. And your chair is supposed to be facing them, tilted to the side a little bit. And it kind of has a diminutive effect on the person. It kind of makes them feel as if you're really kind of deconstructing them piece by piece. So coaching, on the other hand, is not about that. It's more of an alliance where you feel you have a shared power. And I come into the coaching experience with my women clients, assuming that they've naturally attracted me into their lives because they're ready to go forward. I have a kind of catalytic energy to my being where I'm really great at opening the door for somebody and giving them light, and then they match that light and they take it higher. I want to say it's a gift. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'll tell you, women, I think, don't realize how powerful they are. And sometimes it's all about me just helping the client reach the goals to prove herself her own power and helping my client uncover themselves and their own power. You see, people, they sit there and they wait to be awakened for years. And women in particular, we take a lot. You know, we take a lot. We take a lot of energy from our relationships, from our family relationships, from our jobs. You know, we emotionally absorb a lot of stuff. So what I do is I get my women clients out of their comfort zone. As a coach, I know that people only change. Women only change and grow when they allow is the key word here. Allow themselves to get outside of their comfort zone and actually challenge themselves, face their fear, climb to that top of that mountain. And with that being said, you know, I practice coaching with my women clients in a few ways. I do phone sessions, Skype sessions. But when I can get them with me, hand in hand, and I work out of the Santa Monica Mountain area, Malibu, Woodland Hills, Westlake Village. I prefer to take my clients outside, either to the ocean or the mountains, depending on the weather, because women have a nice kindred connection with nature. It kind of just helps them bring out amazing things. So we take hikes, we meditate, we do yoga, we take a holistic approach, we tune into our natural wisdom, our heart's natural wisdom. So my approach is very different than most coaches because my focus is not solely on the identification with the mind or fitting into any particular box. It's about freeing somebody. I'm integrative, and I focus on the whole being of the person towards attaining the goals they want to accomplish in order to activate change. I'm focused on an integrative approach because new studies have shown that the heart has its own mind. This is a company out of the Bay Area called HeartMath.com. Yeah. And, of course, they're not the first company to actually come across these studies, but the heart does have its own energetic frequency vibration. And it is actually supposed to be stronger than actual thoughts and projections of the mind. So, you know, that type of theoretical evidence, it really just suggests to us that, you know, maybe it's not all about tapping into how we think. You know, maybe, you know, I know that's kind of radical because I am a clinical psychologist and a scientist in that way, but it's kind of a radical thought. But so I do believe that if we tap into our hearts, you'd be amazed at what happens. And it's truly beautiful what I see with my women clients when they kind of disassociate a little bit with all of their thoughts and they're able to focus right back into their bodies and into their heart and kind of let that guide them.
A moment. And I'm curious about the types of, so we're talking about empowerment, but I'm curious about what are the types of issues that women are struggling with or are dealing with that they would come to you for coaching? Like, I'm curious about the range of kinds of issues that you help people with.
I'm a women's transitional therapist. So basically, I work with women that are in transition in their lives. So either they've reached a place of feeling as if they're feeling as if there's something more there, but they can't really tap into it. And usually it comes by situations of losing somebody or a bad relationship or a death in the family or a job that's no longer working for them. And it's these transitional pivotal moments that we are, as women, most able to engage into our authentic power. And so that's kind of where I work from. I work from this place. It's just a really beautiful, vulnerable, yet strong place. You get these, when someone is very vulnerable, when they're also ready for change. And when you tap into the ability to allow someone to go along that path of change, you'd be amazed at what they want to do.
One of the things that you said as well that I just wanted to reflect on for a moment is about women not realizing how powerful they are. And I think that is true. I do think women don't realize, but I also, in my experience, and I wonder what you think about this, but women haven't been allowed to be powerful, that it hasn't been okay for women to be powerful. And I'm curious about your experience of being in a relationship or being in a system or being in a space where people push back if you're fully living in your power as a woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I acknowledge that. My focus is particularly on women because I acknowledge we need the help right now. And from a societal perspective, as you know, there exists and has existed an imbalance of power for women for hundreds of years. We've been manipulated and controlled and coerced to fit into the boxes that a patriarchal society represents for us. I mean, this is old news. This is, bra burning 60s and 70s. I think
sure.
It's cool about it.
But just because right? It's old news doesn't mean it's not still happening, right?
Right, because I think inherently society has a really bad memory, meaning that women forget where their power is and where it comes from. And sometimes it's about, we need to allow ourselves to not fit in for a moment to all these boxes that are created for us. We need to understand how to disconnect, to allow ourselves to disconnect so we can fit back in, to the woman that we were born with. A potential energy, a ball of fire, all this potential energy, this creative energy at birth, we have all this. And some women, a lot of women, we just give it away. And, and sometimes we never acknowledge our own power. And I think that when we're in these transitional points in our lives, like I was talking about earlier, we really have an opportunity to grab onto our innate nature of owning our own power. So in many situations, my clients are energetically attracted to me to assist them in regaining the ownership of their creative energy. And I'm so honored to do that. Because like you're saying, it happens over time as women experience social brainwashing, where over time we've been taught, reinforced by society, our families, our partners, other women, to think that our feminine identity is not valued unless it's used to produce tangible results in our daily lives. And the reality is women's fuel comes from a much different place than men. And it's responsible for balancing out that yang energy in the world. We all balance each other. And if a woman's energy comes from a space that, as a coach, I know how to tap into and assist women in bringing it out, you'd be amazed at how their lives change. And once they fully potentialize into their power and success, everything has a positive effect around all of them, around every single woman I work with. It starts to shift their not just their intimate personal relationship, but their work life, their financial lives. And it all comes with just tapping into that creative power, like I'm saying. And women need to realize it's not You know, we cannot fully potentialize into our power and success and reach what we want to give the world and make a tangible difference in our own lives and the lives of others if we do not first, number one, focus on ourselves. Number two, let go. Let go. Number three, allow ourselves to access our own creative energy. So
heart
work is a combination. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm really curious about, obviously this show is called Creating Change, and it's really all about accessing that creative spark within us. I'm really curious then about kind of what I hear you saying, and that is that it's really important in terms of women owning their power. Is creativity then a big part of that, of owning your power and connecting with your power?
Yes, it is. And tapping into, like I was saying, that creative energy is often challenging. But I have a combination of different techniques that I can't discuss because they're all they're pending trademark and service mark right now. But they have been designed over probably about a period of 10 years, even before I was licensed as a therapist, to increase and tap into creative energy, self-awareness, and allow my clients to tap into what they're really seeking. And it's not therapeutic. It's not therapy. It's not clinical by base. Yes, I have clinical training, but it's not therapy. So once again, yes, it's about allowing the woman to access her full power in the moment, connecting to her heart's vibrational pattern by certain techniques that I use.
Techniques. Is there something, so we can take that aside, but are there any general things that you could say to a woman who is thinking like, boy, I really feel like there's more inside me than I'm expressing right now? Are there any just kind of general tips that you can give that you could give listeners about how to start connecting with that creative energy? So not asking for your trade secrets, just general ideas.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so first of all, first I'd say you have to allow the energy of your emotions to move through you. Usually when we're in a transitional state, we're stuck on how we feel and what we think. And it becomes this cluster of energy we can't get through, and we become miserable because our identification becomes tied to it. The first thing I want to say is you're not your emotions. They do not own you. You choose. You can choose at any moment to be the observer of how you are feeling at any time and slowly but deliberately shift yourself out of how you're feeling. So you choose how long you are experiencing unhappiness due to a person or a situation that makes you feel unhappy or unfulfilled. That is your decision. So really it's about allowing yourself to be open enough to the suggestion that you are not in control. You need to let go. So basically, I allow my clients to let go. I want you to understand you are not in control, and you can start new at any time from a place of not feeling like you're in control. You don't have to be in control. So what I want to say is that it's really, the first thing you need to understand is that like attracts like. If you've attracted some type of situation, negative situation into your life, you're either A, meant to work with the energy that's been brought to you through that situation or relationship and learn from it and grow with it, or number two, work through the energy that you've been attracted to, learning the lesson you need to take from it, allowing it to push yourself to the next place in your life. There's no mistakes. There are no mistakes. And so it is all for a purpose of a larger understanding about yourself and the purposes of your self-development that you attract things into your life. And once again, for the reason why my company is called Heartwork Evolution is because it's based on one thing. The strongest energetic vibration is our heart, and we are simply here to evolve here on this planet, which means that we are in a state of never-ending development. And so as long as we accept that, it's much easier to move through the phases of life while engaging in our process and being authentic to ourselves. For all the women out there that, are dealing with a negative situation, a bad relationship, take I ask my women clients to to take ownership of the fact that they've attracted someone with negative energy into their lives. There are circumstances of negative energy. Chances are that you brought that negativity and that low self-esteem into your relationship. So first, you need to focus on your relationship with yourself. Number one, focus on yourself. Stop worrying about everyone else. Find what makes you happy. What turns you on? What makes you tick? You know, what makes you come alive? What makes you feel good? This is where I ask my clients to become very selfish and almost very self-centered, but it actually benefits them in the long run.
Well, so, I just really quickly, as you said that, one of the things I think of is that I'll say to my clients is about this idea of, you know, oh, I'm so self-centered or so self-involved. And I think it's Margaret Paul that says this, you know, who else should be involved in yourself, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So, yeah,
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. If you don't love yourself, nobody else will.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty simple formula, but I think a lot of people, we get lost, especially women. We get lost.
Yeah.
You know, we want to give and give, you know? So if you're in a relationship at this time or undesirable environment, you know, and you're doing work with me, you'll begin to immediately feel your power and positive energy in your environment, and people, they'll feed off of your changes, and you will see that things in your life start to serve you. But it's up to you as a woman to create a space where another person wants to be. And it's not, no, who wants to be with a miserable person? You know, you can't take someone else higher until, as a woman, you learn how to deliberately focus on yourself and take ownership for what you're doing and really focus on how you want to feel and use that creative energy to soar.
What about women that your partner is really a negative person, you know, like is it possible that you could grow and improve and get better, but your partner just doesn't come along for the ride?
Absolutely. I tell my women clients, you either are working with somebody or through them. All relationships, you're either here to learn from them and grow from them, and you've attracted them for that purpose, or they're along for the ride with you to energetically assist you and help you grow for the future as well. So, either with someone, you work with them, or you work through them. I don't think there's any other combination that I have found yet within the 10 years I've been coaching that it actually have been different than that. But yes, there, you know, some women attract relationships that, you know, people, you know, especially because we're caretakers, we attract people with personality disorders, narcissists, bipolar disorder, people that, you know, suffer from severe depression. They may be physically or emotionally abusive to themselves and others, but it's your job as a woman to get up and say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this. And that's difficult at times. But in these cases, you just need to distance yourself from the negative energy by allowing yourself to realize that you do not deserve is the key word here, to really be affected by that type of energy. And as soon as you clear space for the positive, you'll begin to attract that positive energy. You'll begin to attract that man that you always knew should be there to love you and support you, because that's who you were. That's what you gave out, you know, or that job that really paid you well because you really worked hard and you really put your heart into it.
I love it. Beautiful. Nina, if, you know, for women that are listening to this right now, and I know you work with women, how could they get a hold of you if they would like to learn more about your coaching and see if this is right for them?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking, Doug. Listeners can call or send a text directly to me on my cell phone at 310-919-6014. That's 310-919-6014. And if they have a message they'd like to send to me in advance to the call, you can send it. They can send it to heartworkevolution@gmail.com. Again, heartworkevolution@gmail.com. I usually schedule an initial phone interview free of charge to see if my coaching is a good fit for the client. And your listeners can also go to my website. It's www.heartwork, that's heart-work.co. So, yes, that's how they can get a hold of me. Absolutely.
Nina DeLorme, thank you so much for joining me and for sharing your words of wisdom. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug, for having me. It's been a pleasure. And I'm sending love and light to you and to all the lady listeners out there.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And as always, remember, keep creating. The world needs your gifts. Till next time, this is Doug Foresta at Creating Change.